Well, putting one kid through college is tough. Imagine putting six kids through college and doing so by the time they're 12 years old. Kip and Mona Lisa Harding have done just that. They're on our Como Newsline right now. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Okay, let's start with Kip. What the heck? How on earth did you do this?
We just go one day at a time. I've got a wonderful wife that's at home with them. I try to give them inspiration, tell them they can do it. When they have a bad day, I'm there for them. I listen to them. And when I talk to the kids and they tell me something that they want to do in life, I try to make that happen.
Yeah, and through homeschooling, it's a little easier to tailor the curriculum and accelerate it. And our seventh daughter actually just started college this summer. And so...
And she's 12? How old is she?
She's 11.
She's 11.
She's 11.
So you're out with a book to tell your story. I love the title. It's The Brainy Bunch. Were you both advanced students when you were kids?
No. I'm a late bloomer, and Mona Lisa's still trying to finish up some college herself.
Yeah.
I
did okay in high school, but...
What made this a goal for you?
Well, you know, it didn't really start out as a goal. It just kind of was a product of homeschooling. It was very efficient, and our oldest daughter became advanced in math and needed to do something with her because she was outdoing me. And so the college campus was convenient, and her first class was online, and she got a B. And once we saw that she was able to earn college credit and still be homeschooled, that was great. It was efficient. We thought we can do this, and we had a lot of kids behind her, so we decided to let her go off to community college, you know, drive her every day and bring her home, and the next one did the same thing, and after that, the third one expected to do it, and now that's just, they all think this is normal, and they're just doing what their older siblings are doing.
And they are thriving. You have an architect in the family, an engineer, an entrepreneur.
Yes.
Did you ever have concerns that they would miss out on the experience of being a kid?
No, because there's homeschool groups everywhere, and they interact with
sports.
Kids of all ages. Mm-hmm. Yeah, sports. So it's not like they're
so they did have the normal kid activities.
Yeah, sure. I mean we're military. We moved a lot. They met a lot of friends along the way, church groups, and some of our kids, older girls, got to go to homeschool prom. Our son recently, when he got his master's degree, he actually got to go to a high school prom with some friends. So they've seen a lot of things and had fun.
Not even one kid said, "Hey, Mom, Dad, I really don't want to do this."
No, because really, if you think about it, you're unleashing the inner child in these guys because they get to do what they want to do. So it's a different mindset.
And, you know, and it really makes sense to them when they're 10 or 11 and you start to prepare them to take the SAT and ACT and you show them, you know, if you do well on this test and you finish up your high school curriculum at home, you can go to the university and study what it is you want, whether it's music, history, medicine, you know, get started on medical school early because you're going to be in school for years and years, you know, to be a doctor. It makes sense to them to get started early. And they know they have to be educated and they can't be truant. You know, there's laws about that. So they're going to have to be doing work. Why not do the work at a university and earn college credit and be younger on the other end? And they get that. It makes sense.
I want to thank you both. I now feel like a complete slacker.
No, don't say that.
I wish we had more time. I'll look forward to reading the book. It's called The Brainy Bunch. Kip and Mona Lisa Harding, congrats on all your family success.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
All right. Take care.